USA Radio News.
Today is the first day that the United States slapped 25% tariffs on $34 billion of Chinese goods. Chinese officials have retaliated with tariffs on U.S. goods such as soybeans, seafood, SUVs, and crude oil. Congressman Chuck Fleischman of Tennessee says this whole matter is very concerning.
There's been a huge trade imbalance for quite some time. What's been going on in the past in terms of our trade deficit is not working. Having said that, Tennessee, my home state, has long been a beneficiary of free trade. So we're going to have to wait and see. Obviously, we have to take each country on a country-by-country basis. The EU is different from China. China is different from Canada.
Tonight, the president and vice president will dine in New Jersey. Much of the conversation will probably revolve around who President Trump will nominate to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy for the Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones here. So the folks at MyPillow said, hey Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, it's a pillow, right? But what did I have to lose? And I'll tell you what I did lose. Interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillow waking me up. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know that you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own pillow. It stays cool all night. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping the pillow in the middle of the night. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And if you don't like it, you can return it. It also comes, get this, with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can. And you can toss your MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out like new. It's outstanding. And it's made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, and enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price with free shipping direct to your door. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-pack special, enter promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
The U.S. economy adds more jobs last month than the experts had predicted. From Washington, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
The report from the Labor Department showing 213,000 jobs were created in June, and that's significantly stronger than the 190,000 to 200,000 analysts had been predicting. That good news, though, is somewhat offset by an uptick in the jobless rate. That rose 0.2% to an even 4% last month.
The death of a retired Thai Navy SEAL diver working to rescue a soccer team from a flooded cave in northern Thailand underscores the danger and sense of urgency as more heavy rain is expected this weekend. Bruce Konef is an expert diver. He says he loves seeing all the optimism among the Navy SEALs.
I've never seen more optimistic people in my life. Everybody. I've never heard anybody speak negative. Everybody is positive. I've never seen so many people going in the cave and that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Earlier today, Vice President Mike Pence delivered remarks at ICE headquarters. Let's take a listen to a portion of those comments.
You do all this because you love your country. You do all this because you're called to serve. But I want you to know, President Trump and I and the American people understand that behind these statistics and this work, you also, you do so oftentimes without regard to your personal safety. Men and women of ICE, like all of law enforcement, you've answered a call that requires you to put the lives of your countrymen ahead of your own. And I want you and your loved ones to know that we understand this. We appreciate and understand the risks that you face when you come into contact with violent criminals, when you enforce the law, when you remove drug dealers and gang members from our streets that threaten our families. In recent years, tragically, attacks on you and your fellow law enforcement officers have risen dramatically. In 2017, attacks on your fellow DHS colleagues at Customs and Border Protection increased by nearly 75%. And at ICE, assaults on your officers nearly tripled in 2017. But remarkably, but not surprisingly, these attacks have not diminished your commitment or your courage or your determination to enforce our laws.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.